Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of our Wine Stefana Brewery podcast, 1000 Years of Beer. Today we have a very special topic. Who is we? It's Anton and Matthias, your hosts. And today we talk about the show in the show, which we now starting, which is called Beer Snacks. So yeah. Once or twice a season of our podcast, we want to talk about great snacks or great pairing to beer or to our Wine Stefan beers. And today we want to talk about the godfather, the ultimate big bang of the beer and food pairing, especially here in Bavaria. It's the Weisswurst, or the white sausage, roughly translated. The most classic Bavarian beer food or sausage next to beer or wheat beer. And again, the weather is nice. The venue is open. Our brewery, restaurant, beer garden is open. And we are sitting in the beer garden instead of our museum. Again,
I gotta
because
tell you,
it's awesome.
These are great days. Welcome also from my side. And hello, everybody. The first thing I can say about this is that it's probably one of the most traditional food pairings that
Bavaria has to offer.
Probably the most traditional food pairing Bavaria has to offer. You know, Weisswurst just basically translates literally to white sausage. But we will talk
about Weisswurst. Yeah, exactly. It's more convenient for us
it's just a traditional Bavarian kind of sausage made from minced veal and pork back bacon. It's usually flavored with parsley, lemon, mace, onions, sometimes even ginger and cardamom, but that's something you get very rarely. Some butchers just like to put in some lemon, so that's one thing you're pretty sure get when you eat a Weisswurst here in Bavaria, just to have some little fruity aroma. The mixture is stuffed into pork casings and separated, and then afterwards into individual sausages, measuring about 12 to 15 centimeters and weighing about 80 to 90 grams. So the color comes from the salt, because it's just basic salt and not nitrate salt that is used there. And that pretty much sums up the definition of Weisswurst. And now that we got this out of the way, we can actually talk.
Yeah, about so the thing, what is in it? You know, so
exactly.
It's basically veal and some pork and or some bacon, and then some spices.
Exactly, and that's pretty much
because of the salt in it. It's not red like many other sausages. Then it's right. It became this gray whitish.
Exactly.
Color.
I mean, that's okay. That's the basic. That's the basic thing.
Yeah, it's good for you because as an original Bavarian to explain that, you know, that's important. But I learned the hard way as a guy who moved to Bavaria 16 years ago how to prepare them, especially at home when you're like want to make a Weisswurst and some beers for friends, you know, because the skin of the sausage, like you know, they're not so flexible like other sausage skins, and so you can't cook or you know grill them or whatever, because then they explode because the skin is not that flexible, and so you really need to very soft boil them. So preparing Weisswurst can be sometimes really really you need to be gentle, not too hot. You should not actually boil them with 100 degrees Celsius. You should kind of hotten them up on 70 to 75 degrees Celsius. So never boil them, just heating them up and keep them heated for 10 to 12 minutes. And that's about 158 to 165 degrees Fahrenheit. But this is very, very important that you're not boiling them, because then, you know, the skin is exploding up and then the sausage looks like very not likely to eat. But then actually to bring the Weisswurst on the table is actually again very nice, because you just take a nice bowl, to there, put some hot water in there, put the Weißwurst in there, put some parsley in there. And then you put it in the middle of the table, everyone gets a plate, and then you just take out as many Weißwurst as you want, and then you can ready to eat. And of course, the whole menu you put around a Weißwurst, because it's not only the sausage, it's all the sides and the surrounding of it. And but yeah, this is what makes the whole meal or the whole Weißwurst so special. It is because it is a lot of protocol into it, how to really do it correctly, you know.
That's classic Bavarian tradition for you. There's a lot of protocol involved.
Yeah. I mean, there are some steps, and you need to do it because then you do it properly. You know, it has some correct way of doing it, and this is like it's kind of a celebration every time you make Weißwurst, because there is a protocol how to do it right, not just how to cook them, also to serve it and how to eat them, and it's every time some kind of celebration you do it.
Exactly,
that makes it so special.
Exactly. And there are some unwritten rules for people everywhere in the world how to eat Weißwurst. And it's the most important rule is don't eat a Weißwurst after high noon. Don't eat it after 12. That's something you have
to. Yeah, I heard that, but actually today it's not mere anymore that it goes, strict, right?
It goes back to, it has a historical background, which was that the Weißwurst was manufactured early in the morning and it was very perishable. So everybody was eating Weißwurst as a snack between breakfast and lunch, and you didn't have any possibility to make the Weißwurst more durable.
Yeah, because you're not smoking it, you're not,
exactly.
not cooking it or boiling it.
Exactly. So that's where this comes from. Yeah. Don't eat it.
So no preservation 12. For it. It's just the
exactly. I mean
the fresh meat, and you need to heat it up and then eat it. But it's not very long durable. So you need to eat it till noon.
Think back 150 years where you didn't have the possibility.
No fridges.
Yeah. And it just don't eat it after 12 because it just got bad.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of. But this kind of stuck with the Bavarian tradition, because now if you talk to a very traditional Bavarian, he will say, no chance I'm eating a Weißwurst after 12.
Yeah, there's the saying that the Weißwurst should not hear the Zwölferläuten, which means the 12 o'clock ringing of the church bell. So
exactly.
If the church bells ring at 12 o'clock, high noon, after this, no Weißwurst are served.
Exactly. And I mean, there's another kind of protocol involved, because eating them is also not easy. There are different possibilities or different steps you can follow. You can peel the Weißwurst, for example. You can peel it as a whole. You can peel it slice by slice, which is let's say it is still acceptable to do it. But you just the most traditional thing where Bavarian hardcore traditionalists. What they do is they just suck on it. They suck it until it's gone, and that's the most traditional way. I mean, if you've ever seen a traditional Bavarian eat his Weißwurst, he sucks on it, and that's
they call it zuzeln.
Zuzeln, exactly. So if you're ever in a Bavarian beer garden and you zuzel your Weißwurst, that's. Well, it kind of sounds funny. It looks funny too, but that's the most traditional way to do it. And that is also one of the unwritten rules, that you have to eat your Weißwurst with your bare hands, which I'm guilty of not always following.
Yeah.
So that's...
you get very sticky hands afterwards.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah, it's a very convenient way to eat them, because sometimes with a fork and knife can be sometimes really, really annoying. And just with your hands and suck it out or tootsle it out. It's convenient. But what I like most about the whole Weißwurst is not the technique of eating it correctly or when it's served. Because I must be honest, I had eaten a lot after 12 a.m. a Weißwurst. That's not that strict rule anymore. But I guess the whole setting, the whole menu is very important. Like I said before, like the Weißwurst is served with a sweet mustard, with a pretzel and with a wheat beer. So that's the classic Bavarian menu on it. And so that's how you should do it. So no normal bread. So it must be a pretzel. And of course, also a lager beer is suitable, or a bock, but most tasty and the best, you know, intermingling of different aromas and flavors of a Weisswurst is with a wheat beer. And the fruitiness of the wheat beer and the creaminess of the wheat beer is totally working with the veal meat and with the spices of the Weisswurst. And like you said, some of the butchers make it with some lemons or some pieces of lemons and some lemon flavor. And those work so great with wheat beer. This is amazing. So I guess this food pairing works very well. And but this setting is, for many Bavarians and for many guys, not discussable. So there should be not made any compromises on this, because this is you can make a lot of mistakes when you eat Weisswurst. Because of the protocol, because of the rules, those unwritten rules. I have seen that. A guy tried ordering ketchup to its Weisswurst in a restaurant. And this was like I never have seen a waitress being so rude to a customer. And I'm like, this is not very service orientated, but she was just a caretaker of the tradition that you're not eating ketchup for holy sake, no, never, ever, not even think about no ketchup to Weisswurst.
Nope, don't do it. And that actually brings me to a bunch of rules. I mean, these are rules that someone just made up at some point, but there's kind of...
Or they developed over the
probably,
decades.
Probably, but there's some truth to it. But I'll just go through them right now. First, the one thing we heard was that a Weisswurst should not be eaten after 12. We'd already discussed that. You need a pretzel with every Weisswurst. You need a sweet mustard, like you said earlier. You need, of course, beer. In the rules, it says two or more.
I go for two.
I'd also go for two, but that's up to everyone on their
you
own.
You can also have non-alcoholic beers. We have great non-alcoholic beers. No problem on that.
You should eat with your fingers, but that's also something I'll be open for discussion.
If you have some freshening and tissues, then it's okay.
But it might be
afterwards,
okay.
You have really sticky hands.
Like really greasy.
And so, yeah, greasy, and yeah, totally.
Yeah.
But if you have the possibility to wash your hands or having this fresh towels, no problem.
I'd say this is the most important one, like you said before. Never, ever, 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 ever times 1,000 eat your Weisswurst with ketchup.
Never.
Don't do it. Don't do it. If you want to get smacked by a host here or by some people around you in Bavaria, don't do it.
You don't eat ketchup to sushi. You also don't do that.
Exactly. Don't do it. That's
a no no.
You know, if you have seen my face, it can be pretty ugly, and it can be pretty ugly staring at your window at night at 2, and that's what's going to happen if you eat Weisswurst with ketchup.
You're going to be haunted.
Yeah, I'm doing ugly facing right
haunted
outside of
by
your window.
Anton.
Yeah. And you know, one of the other rules is there's some kind of snack rule, which is 3 Weisswurst, 2 pretzels, and 1 beer. Which I think
good
is
rule. That's a good
that's
rule.
Pretty good, yeah. but it's also open for discussion. I mean, yeah. that's something you can alternate in every way you want. So,
and yeah. Also, there's the saying, but I never made it up, or I'm not a fan of it. But there's this rule: you should also uneven numbers eat your Weisswurst, like 1 or 3 or
yeah.
5, and not 2 or 4. So
heard,
it must be an uneven
too,
number.
But
I'm like 2 Weisswurst is like my deal.
Yeah.
You know, like 1 is too less, 2 are perfect, and 3 can be sometimes
too
much.
Yeah, that should be enough.
I would rather go for like 3 beers than 3 Weisswurst.
Yep, I'm with you on that one. But that's what I'm saying. It's open for discussion, so that's everybody gets to decide on their own.
I see.
And, yeah. You know, these rules just vary from area to area. I mean, there's... and these are... you know, we're talking about rules here, but these are some Bavarian legend rules.
Yeah, so it's an urban or regional legend, whatever. But at some point, it's some kind of, you know, etiquette. You know,
yeah, exactly.
Like golfing. Golfing has its etiquette. So like also having Weißwurst has its etiquette.
And when we're talking about different areas, different regions, I mean, you have traveled a lot. I mean, did you have any proper white Weißwurst anywhere in the world?
No, actually not. Seriously, not even in Austria or whatever I've been. Also in the more alpine regions that are closer to here. But no, actually, and also those abroad I had, unfortunately, they don't wear really, really good. Yeah. So they remember to Weißwurst, but actually they weren't. Yeah. And you know, of course, I stay very polite and say, yeah, good, thank you, interesting. But in the end, and to be honest, I never had a good Weißwurst outside of Bavaria. And you know, beer likes to travel. Our beer likes to travel because we can really, really guarantee good quality from Brisbane to Seattle all over the world. It doesn't matter. Our wheat beer, our beers taste great. That's why we're exporting them. But a Weißwurst is a fresh product that needs to be produced in the location or in the area to be tasting good. So also exporting Weißwurst is not very suitable. And unfortunately, I never had a Weißwurst, a really, really good one, somewhere in the world. And so I need to say, come here. Come to Bavaria and have a Weißwurst here. That's the only good way to have a proper Weißwurst.
And that is something you want to hear as a Bavarian.
I guess so, yeah. And I would hope for a lot of Weißwurst fans or Germans or Bavarians all over the world that are living, I don't know, on the other side of the planet, that they have the chance to get their proper Weißwurst. I would really, really hope for them, but I don't had it in my personal experience. Maybe there are some out there. If you know a place where you can have a really, really good Weißwurst somewhere outside of Bavaria, hey, podcast at winestefana.de, tell us. We would really love to hear that. But till today, can't say.
That is actually a pretty good point. Well, let's leave it at that.
Yeah. Let's call it a day and let's get some Weißwurst.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Thank you.
Check the show notes for the link to download the scientific paper on Weißwurst we have found from Technical University Munich.
Yes.
It's more like a funny scientific paper, but exactly. We have found a very, very funny, interesting, and really cool paper from our friends and scientists from Technical University Munich.
Yeah.
They have wrote a kind of joke, but also a very true paper on how to do Weißwurst right. And
it's in the show notes. Just take a look at it.
And thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. And we'll hope to hear from you soon. So
absolutely.
Have a good one and enjoy some beers. Bye-bye.
Do that. Bye.